Handel's Messiah has thrived since its first performance in 1742 to raise money for orphans, hospitals, and prisoners in Dublin. As lovers of this classic envelop themselves in this sweeping oratorio, one might wonder when and where their Philadelphia predecessors first did the same. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
Programs and newspaper articles are tools of those who piece together a history of early American concerts. And those sources show perhaps the most recognizable part of Handel's Messiah was first performed in Philadelphia at a massive concert held not in winter, but in the spring of 1786.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here's the concert. Here's the program. And it ends with the Hallelujah chorus.
It was on a Thursday morning in May 1786 when a near-capacity crowd of about 1,000 packed into Old First Reformed Church at 4th and Ray Streets. And, as in Dublin, it was a benefit which, according to librarian Linda Wood of the Music Department of the Free Library of Philadelphia, was not all that unusual.
This is the kind of thing that would be done. It was for the benefit of the Pennsylvania Hospital, Philadelphia Dispensary, and the poor, which is sort of appropriate.
The chorus in that early Philadelphia performance was made up of 230 voices, enormous for that time. The grand concert with 50 musicians was so big and bold that the Pennsylvania Packet newspaper published a rare and full review, noting how 5 minutes of dead silence preceded a feast of harmony, culminating in that most sublime of all musical compositions, the grand chorus in The Messiah, which for many still remains a giant exclamation point.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.